Yeah, thanks for the invitation. I, as many of you, I knew the film before, but not really. Seeing it again, I realized how little I knew about it. And I found it quite impossible to talk about this extremely complicated film in 10 minutes. So I decided to do it at least in German written text and to compress maybe 12 minutes in 10 or something like it. And I had a talk with my Übersetzer, and he has a really great voice, so you have a deluxe version if you listen to it in English. Okay, ich habe den Beitrag.
My talk is called, you can think that time is ecstasis, but nonetheless you buy a watch. It's a quote. It's by Emmanuel Levinas, but it's a wonderful one. The Third World War has taken place. There's a number of peoples that survived and contaminated Earth. There's no human life. Is no longer possible. Obviously, I didn't foresee that somebody would call me, so sorry for that. Now, in the sewage of the Paris, there's only just a couple of people surviving. There's no opportunity of survival. And that is really the story of La Jete, Chris Marker's film. And he has really really envisaged that by way of stills and so this relationship between the story and the film that may be the reason why Susan Sontag calls La Jete the most disturbing and most disquieting film that has ever been recorded in February 1962. To imagine at that point in time or envisage in that time the Third World War is not too hypothetical, because there's the Cuba crisis and the luring and there was the deployment of Jupiter rockets at the NATO partner Turkey here in April. So USSR thought then, well, what the Americans doing in Turkey, we do that in Cuba. So there was then that world political crisis that was heating up. And so the outbreak of a Third World War was really almost imminent and couldn't only be prevented last minute. And the people were really panicking. I've talked to many people who lived at the time. So it was really very real, the threat of a Third World War. Now, the Cuba crisis was just another expression of the Cold War after the Second World War and since Hiroshima and Nagasaki. Of course, effects of fallout were known. So Marker created with realistic means a situation where the world is at the brink of extinguishing, where then the history of mankind is only a marginal episode. Intelligent animals, as Nietzsche was putting it, in an otherwise unsensitive universe, which would have not left any traces on Earth, as that there was nothing ever there on Earth in terms of the human beings here. Now, humankind is about to extinguish, so that's what La Jete starts with. So help must come from a space that is not known, so a utopia. So the hero, the test person, the hero of that film, is sent into the past, which of course presupposes that the reversibility of irreversibility of time is reversed. Marker places one importance on something here in his time travel. So it's not a mind travel. It is really an actual traveling back in time, physical traveling back in time. So the experiment really is that people are sent back in time physically. So the hero, therefore, however, is not arriving at some fantastic new world, but in some ordinary room. It is a genuine room. He underlines genuine, real rats, birds, what have you. Of course, it's a bit cheesy, this enumeration, but really, or maybe it is. It's irony. It's humorous. It is really also maybe a sentimental stance that he takes in this. Now, anyways. So what facilitates the traveling back in time? So what role does science play in this film? Well, the answer is, of course, is science. It's scientists that facilitate that. That's also the one that are dominating this new regime here. But these strange whispering German voices, the previous speaker has already indicated it, they are whispering all the time and they speak German. I'm looking forward to that German version. Anyways, so is that really something that stands for science and that hole in time, which is talked about in the film and of which time is to be manipulated, do they have a scientific profile? These mad German scientists, what are they researching? Neurology, toxicology, quantum hydraulics, psychoparticle acceleration, what was the film saying? Now, these test persons require a strong recollection, a strong memory. They are all tested, and to find the right test person because they arrive in that new world and they have a major problem orienting themselves. They become mad. And so only the hero of this movie is strong enough as a personality. So they require mental power, so that time travel uses as a means of transportation a mental capacity. So the scientists therefore research a substance which is injected into the test person and manipulating the brain. So that may be a sluice towards a space-time continuum, but is there a link to manipulate that time bar in that film? So how time as a substance, or could be seen as a substance, could be seen as something that can be manipulated? Henning Schmidtke already said it here. The film is dealing a lot with science. So maybe it is really referring to the role of science here that is dealt with in this film. There's an logic function of science which offers itself as a remedy, even though it is the ailment. Nuclear war and science, there's a causal relationship. But there's another a link which I find more interesting is this scientific project towards manipulating time really hits a hole, however, into that future where there is death that cannot be avoided. So it opens a messianic window. It creates the possibility, as unlikely it may be, that there is eternal life. And that's the way it creates time. These types of scientists are the only one who can offer something in that apocalypse, bending time towards a goal, which is salvation. Science and their victims take this hero. In a state which is already there, an anterior posteriority, as it's called. They just not accepting it, but fleeing it. So that time travel experiment is based on a conventional understanding of time, which is a continuum of past, present, and future. But it instrumentalizes it. It views time as a container with the added possibility to travel within it, i.e. in time. So how is it, why is it successful? That's not something that the film shares with you, but it tells you how the hero arrives at his destination. He has enormous sensibility here, and so he arrives in the immediate screening of the film in Paris of the presence. The hero transforms that presence and creates two forms of time which repel one another. In municipal time, as Bliss Kualim calls it in her study on the colonial history of Western film realism, translating time. The view by way of which the hero looks at this perspective of everyday life, which he uses, is that of an alienation as a poetic act and as a alienation here. Unprotected, unsalvaged, de-ideologized here. The hero brings something into play which cannot be depicted in the film. It's so realistic, it's so dogma-like, so contemplative, so Benning-like, in order to name a film maker which comes close to this. Yeah. So you can feel the weight of the world here and the weight of the presence. And to have stills, as is done in La Jetée, highlights the distance between the real room and the pictures here, and facilitates a moment in time with some self-reflection here. We can say this has really happened. Now, this abyss is constitutive for a certain philosophy here. It is a specific subject matter of philosophy, and is a attack on time here, and is an ambitional criticism of time as a temporal critique. It turns against everyday and scientific views of presence and history. So science remains the basic theoretic counterpole, because the question of something that is something that is turning its back against scientific investigation. So as Hannah Arendt describes is, and it is linked to enormous shock of an empty reality. So that's the ticket for the time travel of La Jetée. So it is a catastrophe that is in the making. And from that perspective, these cryptic remarks of Benjamin, writes down to Agamben, make complete sense, where the presence is the messianic moment here. Benjamin, when he said it in 1940, was clearly and obvious, and Agamben would have been the question, where's the catastrophe? Fascist Nazi scientists to do with the nuclear catastrophe, not just because of the known know-how transfer like Werner von Braun going to the S. I'll stop at this point because it was only intended to be 10 minutes. Boy Meets Girl and the heterosexual implication. Maybe we can talk about that during the panel discussion later. So I'll stop at this point. Thank you.